I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
And the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, thoughts about Game 5 of the World Series, and we are devastated as Dodgers bettors with how this went down last night as the Blue Jays one win away from the first World Series championship for the franchise since 1993. I do think the Dodgers will win Game 6 tomorrow night, and then Game 7, I do not think will go the Dodgers' way. More on that coming up tomorrow on the show. We got you set to bet Thursday Night Football, Ravens and the Dolphins. I like the Ravens as a teaser leg. And I think Mike Green, the rookie second-round pass rusher, would like to see him pop tonight for the Ravens if they're going to achieve their high ceiling over the rest of the season. Talk some NBA as well. Why I think the Lakers need to trade LeBron James before the end of the year, before he becomes a free agent. Austin Reeves going to get that max coming up this offseason. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish joins us in 20 minutes. Best bets for college football this weekend. Jay Croucher next hour. Rob Pizzola next hour. And our best bets for tonight in the world of sports will close the show in the final hour, the Power Hour. But joining us right now, and with this, at this exact moment in time, it's college basketball season. Because joining us here is the great Jeff Goodman, who has built an absolute content monster with college basketball with the Field of 68. And I'm not just saying this because Jeff's on the show, and I'm not just saying this because BetMGM works with us and works with them. If you're a college basketball fan, even a huge, minor, what, somewhere in between, you need to be following the Field of 68. The work they do covering college basketball is second to none. And Jeff is on Twitter at Goodman Hoops. My friend, welcome back to the show. Happy college basketball season.
It is. It's great to be back. You know, I love you guys. You know, I love the passion. It's better to be with you. I will say that. It's better to be with you. Maybe we can do that. I'll be out there for the Players Era event around Thanksgiving leading into it. So maybe we can make that happen. But always good to be with you guys. And yeah, this college hoop season, you know, I haven't been this excited about a college hoop season. I've been doing this a long time, for a while, because of the influx of incredible freshmen. Incredible freshmen. We've had some bad freshman classes lately. I know we had Cooper Flagg last year, but when we're talking about, you know, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper being 2 and 3, and we knew Rutgers was kind of off the map from, you know, 2 weeks into the season, there wasn't much other than Cooper Flagg. Now, man, like, you go on and on about this group of A.J. DeBonta.
Yeah, let me phrase it like this, Jeff, because I want to give a shout to the podcast that you did recently that I listened to with you, Robbie Hummel, and Matt McCall. And you guys, like, you got me. I talked about this a couple days ago on the show that I don't think people, they're going to realize it very soon once the season starts. Like, how insane the talent's going to be that comes into the NBA next year. So there's like 3 or 4 huge names at the top. Like, get our audience ready for these names and these teams and why this is going to be so much fun this year.
And Nick, they're unbelievable because they're all different. They could all be the number one pick. They are awesome kids. Like, I can't say a bad, I'm kind of negative Nancy a lot of times. I can't say a bad word about any of these kids. Okay. So let's start with Darren Peterson, who would be my number one pick. Kansas, 6'5", long, rangy, multi-dimensional combo guard. Can play the point, can play the two, can shoot it, can score it, can make people better, can defend at a high level. I mean, Bill Self said he's the most talented player he's coached at Kansas. He coached Joel Embiid, by the way. He coached Joel Embiid. This kid's going to have to average 20-7 for Kansas to be a Final Four team. Doesn't have a lot around him, not by Kansas standards. Number two, A.J. Dabanza. Brockton, Mass. I grew up in Massachusetts, watched this kid for years. 6'9", long, athletic, super talented, chose to go to BYU. He's going to make like $6 or $7 million this year because there's no cap on the NIL. Could be the number one pick, has the highest maybe upside. Kind of a Paul George type if you think about it. He needs to be better defensively consistently, but he's a killer. Brockton, Mass. Is where Marvin Hagler and Rocky Marciano come from. So two of the boxing all-time greats. So this kid grew up in a tough city. He is tough. He's talented. Number three, Cam Boozer. He's got a twin brother on the team, Caden Boozer, who's a point guard. He is a 6'10 big man who is a walking double-double, a 20-10 guy, a dominant player because he never takes a playoff. He never takes a game off. He's kind of got a Tim Duncan type of personality and game in a way because it's not flashy. It's just fundamentally sound. But it's the reason why I'm picking Duke to win the national title.
Oh, my God. It's because
of Cam Boozer. I am.
Are we doing this again? I don't know if I'm just saying. I'm going to speak on behalf of all sports bettors. I just honestly like. I may have to like suck on my thumb like Linus for a few minutes right now. Like I need my blanket. I don't know if
it might be too soon. All right, listen. He's won every state title down in Miami, in Florida. He's won every AAU tournament, including the Peach Jam, which is not your normal AAU summer tournament. Like it's the tournament that players cry when they lose. They care about it. And they've won it 15, 16, 17. They beat Cooper Flagg's team in the under 15s and 16s. So, I mean, this kid is a stud. The key is Caden Boozer, his twin brother, who's a point guard, like I said. He's got to take over the point guard duties from Caleb Foster. I think he will at some point, and he just makes everybody better around him. And they've got talent, man. Isaiah Evans on the wing. Obviously, you know, Boozer, if Caleb Foster comes off the bench as a scorer, they got a lot of talent on that team.
Well, if Duke's going to win the national title, Jeff, as you outlined there, and like Cam Boozer, the profile that you talked about, I'm like, that's the guy that's going to win National Player of the Year if he's everything you've said he is, and there's no reason to believe that he is not. What about the team that's preseason number one? Purdue, Matt Painter, Braden Smith. We saw them get beat up a little bit in that exhibition against Kentucky. Yeah. What do you make of the Boilermakers heading into the season with massive expectation?
Yeah, I mean, I love them. They bring back so much, right? Braden Smith is a senior, the best point guard in America. Trey Kaufman ran, dominant scorer in the low post. He can move to play a four now so they won't get crushed on the boards because they brought in a big kid named Oscar Clough, who transferred in.
What a name.
Yeah, he's
Oscar,
a beast.
Oscar Clough? Clough. Yes. Oh, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, he came in from South Dakota State. And will rebound at a high level. They bring in an Israeli kid who was awesome this past. He's really been great coming out of Israel, Omer Meyer. And he's a big point guard who's going to play off the ball this year because of Braden Smith. And then next year he'll have the ball in his hands. But they'll be able to complement each other well. The big thing for Purdue, they're going to win a ton of games because they have talent, they're older, they're experienced, they're balanced, they're well-coached with Matt Painter. The question is, are they athletic enough? That's the big question, is if they run into the wrong team in the tournament, it's going to be trouble for them. So I don't know if they win at all, but, man, just what Matt Painter's done at Purdue, I mean, you got to give him so much credit to be able to sustain this, doing it clean. Right. Like that's the one thing with Matt Painter. You always say like certain guys have obviously taken some liberties over the years Matt Painter, you talk to any coach in America, and they'll tell you, like, no, this dude's never cheated, never, like, he just does it the right way and has the ultimate respect of everybody in the industry.
You Better You Bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our guest, the great Jeff Goodman, Field of 68. If you're a college basketball fan of any degree, you need to be following the Field of 68. I do. Their work is exceptional. Jeff on Twitter, at Goodman Hoops. My friend, can you bestow upon us the honor of a lightning round here? 20 to 30 seconds per answer. I want to hit you with a bunch of big picture storylines to get our audience ready for this college basketball season. Let's start with your outlook for the reigning defending national champion, Florida Gators, after winning last year's title.
Great front court. They bring everybody back. Thomas Auk and Alex Condon and you name it, Ruben Chinlu. Their backcourt is different. Xavier Lee comes in from Princeton. Boogie Flank comes in from Arkansas, where they're 0-5 with him in the SEC last year. Not convinced in the backcourt. Their top five preseason. The jury's still out for me whether Florida can repeat or not, or be in a hunt to repeat.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, very interesting. All right, in the Big East, St. John's Conference last year, UConn, I think people might have heard, you know, Danny Hurley and the Connecticut Huskies, the favorite right now at BetMGM to win the Big East. Does that sound about right to you? And is UConn back to being a national, true national title contender? And what about Rick Pitino and St. John's?
Yes and yes. It sounds right. I think UConn is a national title contender again with the addition of Silas Demery. And Braylon Mullins, a freshman. Mullins is hurt right now. Demery transferred from Georgia. They're now a team that fits together. Solon Wall's back. Alex Carabans, been there forever, won two titles. You know, the problem I have with St. John's is point guard play. I just don't think you can win six straight, even if you have the best coach in the sport, in Rick Pitino, if you don't have a high-level point guard. And they do not right now. They do not.
Looking at the odds board, I think, you know, for myself and for like our listeners and viewers of the show, and you see these teams, like, depending on how like your betting went in the NCAA tournament, you're either going to be really happy or like want to vomit in your mouth. When I see Houston, I would like to violently throw up. Houston is the second choice, Jeff, to win the national championship at BetMGM. Should Houston be the second? Couldn't get a shot off at the end of the game against Florida, but who remembers that? What about the Houston Cougars and Kelvin Sampson this year?
I mean, they bring back enough, right? They bring back a good amount from last year's team, and you know that's part of the reason why they are where they are. They're coached by Kelvin Sampson, who's done a remarkable job there, and they brought in three top 50 players, you know, Chris Senak being one of them. A big kid who plays hard, who gives him a different dimension. And then they got a couple, Isaiah Harwell and Kingston Flemings, a couple kind of electric guards. But it's going to take them time. I remember being in Vegas last year, and they went 1-2. And Kelvin looked at me, and he's like, we are terrible. Like, we got to change everything. And they did. They changed their whole offensive system around Uzan and changed everything, and then they took off. So I'm never going to count him out. But I think the second highest odds for Houston, I wouldn't go there.
Femi referenced Kentucky and Purdue in the exhibition last week. Mark Pope in Kentucky, 13-1 to win the national championship. What's the upside this year for the Kentucky Wildcats?
The depth that they have. They had $20+ million to work with for their NIL. So, you know, obviously they're going to have more talent, more players, more depth than anybody. You know, Jaden Quinton's is a big kid who transferred in from Arizona State. He's hurt right now. When he comes back healthy, I mean, he's a lottery pick. Otega Owe is the favorite to win SEC Player of the Year. He comes back. They add a bunch of guys. So I think they're a team that, because their name is Kentucky, because of their payroll, because of their depth, they're going to be up there. I want to see how Mark Pope can mesh together some of these really good offensive players with some of these guys who we brought in that can defend but aren't great offensively, like Mo Diabate from Alabama.
Final question, and this is going to be a loaded one. We have about a minute, like a hard 60 seconds for the answer. Pencil, not pen. The season hasn't even started yet. Give me your final four. Pencil, not pen.
Okay, so Duke, I already said, win it all. I'm going to go Louisville. I'm going to go UConn. I think Louisville's really good, Gus. I do. I think they're really good. They got three. They brought in three shooters, veteran shooters, Ryan Conwell from Xavier, Isaac McNeely from Virginia, Adrian Woolley from Kennesaw State, and they brought in a freshman we haven't talked about, Mikel Brown Jr., point guard, who is absolutely terrific. Those are three. My fourth one, boy, those are the three I feel good about. The fourth
I got to give us a fourth. Not the final three.
I'll go Purdue. I'll go Purdue to get there, but I don't think they can win it all.
Oh, well, we will revisit this, Jeff. Hopefully have you on a bunch over the course of the college basketball season. I mean, you eloquated, I think, like this season is going to kick ass, and we can't wait for it, man. You are the best. The Field of 68 is the best. At Goodman Hoops, at Field of 68, make sure you follow their podcast feeds. Like, it is sensational college basketball content injected into our veins. My friend, enjoy the start of the season, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Likewise. Always good seeing you guys.
The great Jeff Goodman joining us. I mean, come on, man.
How could you not be fired up? How could you not be?
Let's college basketball. On the other side, we'll go from college basketball to college football. Pro sports bettor Joey Knish, his best bets for this weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.